Mr. Rowland.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the July 6th regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We will begin this evening in prayer. We have with us Geraldo Nunez.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. Just ask, Lord, that your spirit will be upon us, upon the discussion and everything that will be said in here today, and think that everybody will do will be for your honor and glory, and to advance, Lord, the city of Orrville. Everything I pray and I ask in the name of our Son Jesus, amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, before we proceed any further in the agenda for this evening, we'll have a public hearing for Resolution 2621, a resolution approving the budget for the City of Orrville, Ohio for the calendar year 2022 and declaring an emergency. Is anyone here that would like to speak to the budget in this public hearing? We'll also have discussion on it at our council meeting here shortly, but would anyone like to speak to that? All right, hearing no comments, we will then close the public hearing for Resolution 2621. If the clerk could please call the roll.
Yes, sir. Handwerk.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. We have the meeting minutes of two council meetings to approve this evening, the minutes for June 7th and June 21. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes for both those meetings?
Motion.
Okay. Mr. Mosley moves.
I'll second it.
Mr. Larson seconds.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handler?
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening, and so we'll move on in the agenda to standing committee reports, and we will begin with the Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Handler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report, but I do want to say a few thank yous, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, obviously, was our large July 4th celebration. It was pretty impressive. If you weren't at the park, you missed out. I would like to say thank you to Ryan Immel and Eric Siegley for making sure that the park was ready and in tip-top shape. I would also like to say thank you to Chief Birkbeck for making sure it was safe for all of our families. And most importantly, thanks to Chief Bishop and the team for running the carnival, the softball tournament, which I think ended up being 86 or 88 teams, and a huge firework presentation. So they did all of that while still running squad calls on a daily basis, so it's very impressive. Our next event will be August 14th at Orr Park. That is the Community Day, so we'll have more information coming out about that. That is the large kickball tournament that we do. There's still a couple spots open for teams. That all benefits the Orrville Police Department, and we also have free admission to the pool and inflatables for children with some free food as well. So, without having a report, that's my report.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. We'll move on to our Utilities Committee. Mrs. Foy.
Good evening, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met, so I have no report. But I will echo the thank yous because the weekend was just phenomenal. My family partaked in all of the activities, and it was so great to see so many of the softball families in and out of Euler's. I just know, you know, a lot of people have benefited out of the weekend. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And then our Ordinance and Personnel Committee. Mr. Larson, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel hasn't met, and I have no report, although I would like to call a meeting of the Ordinance and Personnel Committee for next Monday night at 6:45. That will be July 13th, I believe. And that is to discuss a matter that Mr. Mosley will discuss when it's time for him to make comment.
Right. So. Councilman Larson.
Yes.
Monday will be the 12th.
Oh, Okay. Well, yeah.
Like you said.
This is Tuesday. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, very good. Is that all then? We'll move on then to the Transportation Committee. Mr. Mosley.
6:45. Gotcha.
Yeah, or immediately after utilities work. Yeah. I believe they'll be meeting in here next week. So,
yeah.
So, whenever, you know, after they are done.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yep.
Transportation Committee has not met. However, just a couple updates. Obviously, all of our. Good.
Yeah, we're good. Thank
all
you.
Right. Obviously, all of our projects was put on a hold during all the festivities that we had. They will continue this week, obviously, back to our projects to get those things completed within our small window that we have. We have actually ordered, because we had a large savings with our streets that came under budget. We did order two more new speed signs for the neighborhood speed program. With that, the bad news is they're about at an 8 to 10 week delivery as of now. I know right now the administration, Steve Wheeler, police chief, they're very happy with the four signs that we purchased. Now we've got two more. Our next steps is obviously to work with safety service chair as well as Steve and the police chief to really hone in on our neighborhood speeding program, getting information out there on how that works. With that, I do have comments later on in the meeting for resolution 2821. I'll wait until that time. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. We'll move on then to our Health and Safety Committee. Mr. Spiras.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a report tonight. Health and Safety Committee met on the 28th of June. The topic of discussion was traffic and security cameras, mostly security cameras. I want to emphasize again that these would not be for radar or speed detection. We're not going to be handing out tickets with these. So this is more of a security issue. Discussion was about 2 hours. It was a great one. We had representatives from Verkada, the company that we are currently narrowed down to using if we move forward. The police chief, Captain Polly, was here as well. Among the discussion was the uses and reasons why that it would benefit the community. Some of those were missing cars, missing persons, especially children. We had an incident that Captain shared where we had a Good Samaritan, just trying to help a kid out, and it wasn't anything where there was malintent, but, having cameras up would definitely help us quickly solve that. We'd be able to locate who the kid was, who the adult was, and then question and find out the intent. At this point, where we're at, there was discussion about funding, and there is a possibility that this could be funded through the government money that's available. That was kind of a new development when we met, and so at this point, we're kind of just gathering some information, and hopefully we'll have some legislation, or at least a little bit more concrete information I can bring to council here by the next meeting. So, and if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
We did talk about the possibility of a special meeting to approve that, I believe, to maybe the last Monday of July.
Correct. If we've got the legislation on in the next meeting, since we're off on the August.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very good. Thanks so much. And our planning committee, Mrs. Woodburn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right. Thank you. And then our finance committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right. Thank you very much. We have no special committee reports this evening, and so next on our agenda is our administrative reports, and we'll begin, as always, with Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I start, Ms. Strimlin, do we have a utility board meeting next week, or are they done for this?
We have one.
We do have one more. Okay, I was thinking maybe we could start the meeting earlier, but never mind. All right, just to repeat what some people have already mentioned, and that is just to thank the Firefighters Association for the great week we've just had out here celebrating the 4th of July, starting with the parade and then the tournament and carnival, and of course the great fireworks display that we had. It sounds redundant to say that's the best they've ever had, but I think it was. It was like the grand finale all the way through from the beginning to end. So really a great job, and I think there was a little bit of concern from those guys because it was a brand new company they went with this year. Stepped away from a company that they've been with for years and years for various reasons. So I think everyone was pleased with that. Just a reminder that this weekend, again, is another event
mostly downtown, but also some at the school and at the park, and that is the OHS all-class reunion. The park that will be downtown is the two block parties, Friday night and Saturday night, which will have food trucks and concerts both nights. Those look to be like very big groups that will be playing. So that'll be this weekend. So there's more to do for people. And I don't think for the concerts you don't have to be an alumni because it's open downtown, so anybody's welcome to go to those. All right. I think that's all I have.
All right.
Yes,
very good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Wheeler, our safety service director, isn't here this evening, but we do have Kristen Ensley with us. Any comments for us?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but again, I want to send a huge thank you out to our Firefighters Association for all the hard work they've done over the last couple weeks with these tournaments, the parade, new carnival, and fireworks. I know the community really appreciated it, especially after the year we had last year. So thanks again, guys. Trash will not be delayed this week. Although there is a holiday, we are still on regular schedule. Work on this year's concrete street projects will resume north of the intersection of Crown Hill and High on July 12th. North Star Asphalt was the low bidder for our 2021 OPW Streets project. They will begin construction on July 19th. House Bill 168 was signed last week by Governor DeWine. This is appropriating the non-entitlement units of government, which we are considered one of them, under the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, which is the money that Mr. Spears was referring to. We just received notification this afternoon by email that the application portal through the state is now live. So we're going to be working on our registration application. And as we get more information from the state, we will let council know, probably here in the next couple weeks, what we are permitted to use the funds for and how quickly they will be here. We also have some upcoming activities at Orr Park over the next couple weeks. This Thursday, July 8th at 7, Blue Lunch will perform for our summer concert series at Reed Pavilion. And in case of inclement weather, it's going to be moved to the high school auditorium. Saturday, July 10th at 10 a.m., an instructor from CrossFit Kids at CrossFit Orville is going to lead a group class at Reed Pavilion. This will also be weather dependent. This is something new we're trying, a kind of a fun fitness Saturday for kids throughout July and possibly into August. So we'll have more information, but this will be the first one, 10 a.m., and then obviously weather dependent. And then Friday, July 16th, the first of our two movies in the park will be happening. That will be Raya and the Last Dragon. That will be at Reed Pavilion or Schmidt Hall, depending upon the weather. And then we also have one piece of legislation, Resolution 2721, that I can talk about and answer any questions during new business. And that's all that I have, unless there are questions.
All right, thank you very much. Nice job. Our utilities director, Mr. Bredeker, is with us here this evening, so we'll move on to our finance director, Ms. Scrimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
Thank you. And our law director, Mrs. Kirkbry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening. On second reading tonight is the approval of the Charter Review Commission's recommendations, and I believe Council's had an opportunity to review that, and there may be an amendment coming. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. I have no report for this evening either, and so we can then move on to old business.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2621. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Whitmer.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Whitmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handworth?
Yes.
Kasperis?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2621. A resolution approving the budget for the City of Orrville, Ohio for the calendar year 2022 and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Any comments for us?
I'll just go over the totals quickly in case someone's listening for the first time. The budget's very similar to our 2021 final appropriations. The total budget is $57.5 million, excluding transfers and our kilowatt-hour tax. The general fund accounts for $7.5 million. The remaining tax-supported funds, $6.5 million, and our utilities are budgeted for $43.5 million. I did review the changes at our last meeting. I also provided information on those changes in an org review that was given to council. But if you have any questions when you're going through those documents, feel free to give myself or any of the other directors a call.
Thank you. We can move on then in our agenda. Now, we'll be voting probably three times tonight on this next item. So we'll need to do an amendment to the ordinance, and then we'll pass that, and then we'll go on and actually read the ordinance itself.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mr. Morris, I'll let you take the
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance C-21, I move this ordinance be placed on second reading.
Second, Mrs. Foy.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamlick?
Yes.
Espiris?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Ordinance C-21, an ordinance submitting to the electors of the City of Oroville, Ohio, amendments to the Charter of the City of Oroville, Ohio, as provided in Section 8.03, Charter Review, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Then I believe we have an amendment that
yes.
we want to make for
There is some language that we've come up with to clarify this issue, so I move that that change be read, first of all.
Yeah. So this is essentially a reading the amendment, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you want comment from me or clarification, but there were attached to that ordinance four ballots, proposed ballot language, breaking down the changes into four separate pieces. Ballot one, we've added, or we would like to add just a couple of words to help clarify that. I can tell you what those are if you'd like me to do that.
I made a motion to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we approve that, if it's seconded and we approve that motion, then I can read it.
Yep.
And yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yes, that's the way.
So did you move then?
I did.
All right. Very good. Mr. Warson moves. Let me need a second.
Second.
Mr. Spiritus. All right. Now we can proceed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll call.
We need a roll call.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So thank you for keeping me.
Boyd?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Espiris?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, very
okay. This is the change. This amendment, if passed, would A, remove exclusively male gender-specific pronouns and replace with neutral language, specifically including recitation of elected and employment position title.
So my understanding is that we're essentially removing the pronouns and putting the title in place.
Exactly.
So saying his or her.
Yeah, so we've taken out all pronouns in the document, but also pointing out that all of the prior pronouns were male pronouns, just to be clear what the issue was.
Very good. Do we need to pass that amendment then?
I think, didn't we just do that with our motion?
Well, we read it. I move that we pass that amendment to the ballot language.
Right, very good. Mr. Larson moves.
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Espiris?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you. Now we can proceed.
We can. Just one comment, because I had faced some comments about this sort of thing, so I'll just address it. Someone suggested to me that we were simply making our charter politically correct, and I pointed out to this constituent that, in fact, for decades we've had council persons and directors that were not male, and it's simply correcting a document that guides us every day and it makes perfect sense. It's not a reaction to any movement of the day. It's just doing what's right.
All right, very good. Then I believe we want to pass this tonight in order to meet our deadline.
That would be ideal. Yes, that would be ideal.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Given the extent of the process that we've gone through with the Citizens Review Committee, and we've all had an opportunity to look at this twice at least, we've approved the changes as suggested. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mrs. Ford.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move that ordinance C-21 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
So we voted four times on that. It might be a new record. Very good. We can then proceed in our agenda to new business.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2721. I move this resolution be placed on first read.
Mosley second.
Mosley seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2721, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements to purchase through the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program one Vermeer Track Mini Skid Steer and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Any comments on this one?
Yes, thank you. The city applied to the Wayne County Community Foundation to assist with clearing the existing trail system that we have on the northern wooded acreage at Orr Park next to the high school stadium. We have an existing trail there. Fortunately, we were awarded $30,000 from the George T. Dunlap Community Foundation Fund, and that was to purchase equipment to maintain the natural trails and then also to hire a tree contractor to remove a bunch of problem trees. We have several trees that are down over the trail, and it's a job that's just a little too big for our crews to handle. Our engineer, Dan Lau, actually consulted with staff from Summit Metro Parks about their natural trail system and what they use to maintain them. And so they gave us a list of the things that they use, and then he and Ryan Immel, our service department superintendent, kind of outlined what equipment we had, what equipment that we would need. So this piece of equipment, this mini skid steer, is available through the State Cooperative Purchasing Program for $26,380. So we are requesting to purchase this, and we'll be using part of the grant money to do that. So if anybody has any questions, I would be happy to answer. Yes.
I would imagine that there will be additional uses for it as well, snow removal and things like that.
Absolutely. And then actually with the Storybook Trail, that is a new project that we're doing, it would be able to be used there as well as other uses for the service department, yes.
Any other questions?
Mr. Wilson? One question, just out of curiosity. I know that Vermeer competes with Rayco. And with Rayco being a county business within our county, do we know if Rayco has a similar
equipment,
or if that was considered?
If they do, I don't know that that was considered. I think just the fact that it was a state co-op purchase price, that's a better price than what they would normally be able to receive without that is the reason that they're going with this particular equipment.
Very good. What's your pleasure?
Well, I wonder if we would like to delve more deeply into that.
Okay.
We have another meeting yet here in July. So I suggest that we hold off on this and just examine the possibility of a local company as a competitor. I mean, it is kind of a unique situation, and we do typically like to honor our Wayne County and Oroville companies with at least a shot at it.
Yeah, we'll examine the terms of the agreement, the grant, the state cooperative purchasing program, and so forth.
Are we under any kind of time restraint for the time that we need our equipment to complete the trail?
No, there's no time constraint. I mean, obviously there is time constraint that you'd like us to spend the money within a year. I can go back to Ryan Immel and Dan Lau and see if Rayco has a similar product. Typically when we have done this, the way that we write the legislation is that we either go with state bid or we go with a local dealer, provided that they're lower than state bid. So it's not only does Rayco have a comparable product, but is Rayco willing to be a dollar less than state bid? So we can reach out and find out if they do have a comparable product.
I would be very surprised if they haven't already checked that and found that what they're looking for isn't, maybe right. What's here. So we'll play.
Yeah, we can go back and double check with that and see.
Yeah. I have a lot of faith in those fellows too, but I think just for the sake of making sure that we've done our due diligence here, that it deserves a second look. Thanks, Mr. Wilson, for bringing that up.
I'm just curious.
Okay. Very good. Well, we can check on that, and we can move on then, Arjun.
Okay. Resolution 2821. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Mr. Wilson.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes. Thank
you. Resolution 2821. A resolution authorizing the City of Oroville, Ohio Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement with the Oroville Area Boys and Girls Club, OABGC, for a grant to assist with salary and training a teen coordinator / director position at OABGC and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Who would like to speak to this?
I can speak to it.
Yes, Mr. Moser.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is something that we obviously have been looking at for about a year now. Between myself, Councilman Hanwerk, State Service Director Steve Willer, and then obviously the police chief, we've really spent a lot of time and efforts putting something together to actually bring to council. I think we're there. We're ready to present something in Mr. Lorson's meeting this Monday. So obviously we plan on doing all the debate, information, questions, answers in that meeting next Monday.
Okay. Very good. Then we can await that report and have further public discussion after that.
Correct.
All right. Very good then. That will conclude tonight's new business. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order? Mr. Wilson.
Just quick thought on the fireworks to reiterate everyone's comments on the appreciation of the events. I didn't realize it was a new company, so maybe that has something to do with it. But having seen it many years, I always appreciate something new, and fireworks in particular. I really like the it's kind of those lower fireworks. They had a lot of what I would say more Easter color lights that was unique and new, and so I appreciate it.
I'm one of those guys that avoids all the traffic, so from my vantage point, I couldn't see the lower ones. I had no traffic either, so that's okay. Any other comments? Yes, Mr. Moser.
Same thing. Echo everyone else. Fire department, police department. I mean, we packed in a lot of people in town. I think I heard we had close to over 20,000 people in town, and we did a really good job keeping everyone safe, everyone contained, no major incidents. I mean, and that speaks highly on our administration and the planning that they did. That up, nothing else.
The whole event's just a source of community pride, isn't it? And speaks very well for our community. Very well, then. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn, Mr. President.
Second.
Ms. Mosley.
Mosley?
Yes.
Boyd?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hambrick?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Very good. We are a meeting. Our meeting is adjourned until July 19th, 2021. Then we have our committee meeting next Monday.
Hey, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah.
When my kids grow up and they go somewhere else to watch Orville fireworks, they're going to be like, that's what happens behind the trees.
Yeah, right. That's all you can see is the trees there.
And trees get bigger every year. So a lot of people say they used 5 years ago.
So obviously here, like at the corner of a multi-purpose, you know, room, it's literally, there's nothing there. You have like a green grass field, that's important. So literally, I mean, there's trees there, but you're going just above the tree. You can literally